Hey, Michael Sparks here at the AMSOIL Dealer Training Call for our team, and today is Monday, November 2nd, 2015. It's my daughter's birthday. She actually is 23 years old today, so a wonderful day if there ever was one. Tonight we have an action-packed call, lots of great information we have to help you with your AMSOIL business and help it to get to the next level. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about reviews. This is important to your online AMSOIL presence. Getting customers to review you and your AMSOIL business is imperative to local and nationwide search results. Last week we went to Nashville, and I go to this. It's about once a month. It's called the SEO Meetup Group. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it's held by a pretty well-known web developer and SEO authority. He's been doing SEO before there was a Google. That's his big tagline. So he's been doing search engine optimization since, I think, 1996, late 1997 time frame. And so he's always helping us find how to get our businesses to the next level and get found on Google and all these other things. And so I went to his class and I took notes, and I wanted to know how I could help dealers on our team get more online presence and how to get ranked better in search, especially for local, for their AMSOIL business. And reviews, that's what this was about, getting reviews from your customers. And if anybody uses Amazon.com, you can see when you purchase a product on Amazon, there's reviews. So if you're looking to buy a pair of stereo headphone speakers or something, you can go pull that product up, and you'll find all the people that have bought that product and what their review is. Well, the exact same thing can happen with your AMSOIL dealer website. You can have your customers review you, and it helps it show up better in searches. So I was going to go over some statistics here tonight real quick. 92% of people read reviews prior to purchase. This is a pretty big one. So most people that are going online to purchase products, they want to read some reviews about that product. They want to review some reviews on who they're doing business with. So 92% of people, that's just about everyone that does business online, wants to read some sort of review prior to purchase. On top of that, you want to keep your reviews recent. If you had a review 3 or 4 years ago and you think that's helping you, you're wrong. You want to keep your reviews within a few months of – so you want to constantly be getting new reviews from your customers, and we'll talk about that later here in the program, but getting recent reviews is important. Also – when somebody reviews your website or doing business with you personally, so you have ways to review. They could review AMSOIL.com. That's great and everything. But your customers can review you personally as an independent AMSOIL dealer. I did business with, put your name in there, and it was a great experience. That's what Google is looking for. And if you're in whatever city, if you're in Houston, Texas, or you're in, downtown New York City, what have you, the people that are local to you that are doing business with you, they do a review, it's going to help you with your local search engine results. So it's important to have people review your site. And how many stars is also important. There's normally, when you do online reviews, there's 5 stars that they can give you. So it's 1 to 5 or 0 to 5. I don't know if it does 0, but 1 to 5 stars. And most people consider 3 out of 5 stars their minimum. So you don't want to get people that give you a sucky review to give you a review. And we'll talk about later here in the program how to prevent that from happening. But getting 4 out of 5 stars, 94% of people would do business with a company that gets 4 out of 5 stars. So most of your business is going to come from the reviews that come from the 4 and 5 star level. 80% of people trust online reviews as much as they trust a personal recommendation. So if you can get reviews where people sound like they're honestly reviewing your business, so you don't want to have people pay for reviews. That's a bad thing. But people that you do business with, if they can give you an honest opinion of how your interaction was, basically a review is an interaction between you and the customer, and you get 94% of people would do business with this company out of 4 or 5 stars. 80% of people trust online reviews as much as they trust a personal recommendation from a friend. So having positive reviews is going to, again, help you get more AMSL business. Again, reviews more than a month old are not considered a newer review. And they do as the longer they become stagnant or what have you, the less they are credited towards doing business with you. So the key is to get reviews on a regular basis. You want to know, where do I get a review at? How does this work? You can go to google.com and you can go and type in AMSOIL. Look for your local businesses. Your local businesses that are getting reviews, those are the ones that are going to show up first. So Google and Yelp, Y-E-L-P, those are the two most important type of reviews you can get. I had never heard of Yelp. I thought it was just for restaurants, but I guess it is for all kinds of local business. And if you can get on Yelp and get reviews, that's another important thing. So Google and Yelp are the two most important types of reviews you can get. In order to get reviews on Google, you have to have a Google business page. So you have to sign up for a Google account and put your AMSL business with a Google page. And we'll do some more training on this in the future, but having a Google account and having a Google page for your business is going to help you get found better and faster than anybody else that is just doing the AMSL business. So do that. Secondly, industry-specific reviews are also important. This can be anything that is dealing with technical information. I was thinking something like business-to-business reviews, like Manta.com, that type of thing. Also, the BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, they now have reviews available on their site. So get on there and check out the BBB, upload a profile. Another place for a review would be LinkedIn. So if you have a LinkedIn business page, get some reviews on there going. I've noticed over the past that those show up on Google searches. Last but not least, Facebook, your Facebook page that you have for your business. So you have a personal Facebook page, and then you have a business Facebook page. Those can also have reviews, and they show up on Google in search results. So don't discount those things. Secrets. The top 3 secrets for getting reviews. Ask for feedback. Prior to getting a review from a customer or prior to asking for a review, get feedback. How was your experience with us? What do you think of us? How could we do things better? Find positive feedback and intercept, which gives you the opportunity to intercept bad reviews. So you send an email to a potential or to a customer that you've done business with, and you ask them, How did we do for you? How well did we serve you? How can we help you better? Those type of things. They will tell you if they're positive experience, then you say, well, would you give us a review on Google? Would you give us a review on Yelp? That type of thing. There's also code that you can embed into your website. This is called Schema Code, and it helps you get gold stars on your website. It helps you get gold stars on Google when people search your site. So Schema Code, that's something if you have a website person or whatever, they're gonna know about this. If they don't know about it, call me. I'll find you a web guy that does know about it. But you want to put that on your website. That's my next step for me, is to get some Schema Code to put reviews on my website. Number three, make it easy for your customers. If your customers can't figure out how to give you a review, they're not going to do it. So make it a very easy way to for them to, you know, give you a positive review. And this could be as simple as, hey, we appreciate your business. Our business is built on word of mouth marketing. If you would give us a positive review, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Other things that I've learned over the last week, for Google, you have to have 5 reviews in order to have a star show up in your Google online search results. That's one thing. So you have to get 5 total reviews. Consider having customers give you feedback prior to requesting a review. If they can send you feedback, this gives you a chance to correct any negative problems or feedback, and then only ask for for your positive customers to give you a review. Somebody had a hard time with you, or they didn't get the product they wanted, or they didn't, you know, don't ask that person for a review. Ask the person had a good experience for a review. The person had a bad experience, find out how you can correct the problem and turn them into a positive customer, and maybe in the future give them a asking them for a positive review. Some negative things is paying or giving incentive for reviews. Google and Yelp have sophisticated logarithms to help find out if customers or if companies are paying or giving incentive, basically discounts or merchandise for reviews. So the number one thing is, don't do this. Don't say, I will give you $10 off, or I'll give you a free preferred customer membership if you give us a review. That is bad. So don't do that. So only ask your customers you're already doing business with, and don't pay for reviews. Don't go on to Fiverr.com and pay $5 for some people in India to give you 5,000 reviews for $5 or something. It just doesn't work, and it's going to be negative towards your online profile. Again, the best way for reviews, find happy customers, ask them a favor, would you give me a positive review on Google or whatever review site you want? This will help you get found easier. Again, Yelp is the best way to find great local businesses. People use Yelp to search for everything from the city's tastiest hamburger to the most renowned cardiologist. So it's just not food involved with Yelp. I do not use Yelp currently, and I'm going to explore this in the coming weeks to get a Yelp account and Yelp.com, and that will help you find some local reviews. Next up, tonight we're going to talk about qualifying new ROTS accounts and commercial accounts. Recently we attended the GIE Expo. In the past, AMSOIL is very hard on qualifying or allowing home-based businesses as commercial and retail on the shelf accounts. Now seems to be a more lax rules. This is especially true for ROTS accounts that have maybe a retail location that is on residential property. Tonight I'm going to call on Jonathan Henley. Once I find his thing here. Jonathan, are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey.
All right, great. Appreciate getting on tonight. You know, we did this GIE Expo, and there's a lot of small-time businesses and commercial retail-on-the-shelf businesses, whether they're lawn care type of businesses or they've got shops that are located at their location. You had some personal experience with this in the last week, and I just want to kind of have you go over that with the AMSOIL people listening in here on how to help commercial and retailer accounts get qualified.
Yes, sir. Well, First of all, when I got the notification from AMSOIL that the account was on hold due to the fact that it was, at least they believed it was a home-based business, I called the business owner. He said, yes, indeed. You know, he was a rural location, but his shop was separate from his home. And not only that, he had two employees. And then I'm putting two and two together. I'm saying, okay, two employees plus this guy makes the trip all the way down from, you know, Maine or Massachusetts, I believe he was, down to GIE in Kentucky. This guy is a serious business. And I called up and spoke to Sherry and accounts, and they're quite reasonable. And I explained to, you know, them his situation that, you know, he's a small-time business out in a rural area, but his shop was separate from his home, and he had the employees, and they looked into it, and lo and behold, about 30 minutes later, I had an approved account. I've done this on about two or three occasions, small retail accounts in rural areas, and AMSOIL is very cooperative on those type of things, and if you always treat those people nice in the accounts department, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and that's true, too. If you have a good relationship with Sherry up at AMSOIL and account services department, your regional sales manager, it doesn't matter if you're on the East Coast, Central, West Coast, you know, get in touch with your regional sales manager. They have some pool there to help you out. And then have some information as well as what you're saying there. We had a couple accounts that were hard to find. They couldn't find any information on the internet. Many of these lawn care landscaper people, they do a lot of word of mouth advertising, so they don't have advertising. You know, if they got a Facebook page or maybe a website, that could help out as far as determining the qualification. Basically, what you want to do is find out what type of equipment they have, how they work their business, and you know, if they're a commercial account, do they have, you know, is it a guy with a pickup truck and a push mower and a yard rake, or does this guy have? I actually had one from GIE today. You know, I asked him. He says most of his business is word of mouth, but he has three Chevy Silverados. He has Gravely zero-turn mowers and Snapper Pros. He has five mowers. You got to remember, each one of those mowers is probably about $6,000 to $10,000 a piece. So this guy has, you know, $30,000 in lawn mowers alone. Has five weed eaters and five blowers that are Husky brand. And this guy's a legitimate. But if you look him up online, he doesn't have any online presence, and AMSOIL recently is basically determining if they can find the business online that's any type of Yellow Pages. And, of course, nobody in their right mind would ever go to yellowpages.com because it's totally worthless. I wouldn't advertise on it. It's expensive, and I sure wouldn't advertise on it. I don't have Yellow Pages. I don't have a Yellow Pages ad. Nobody reads the phone book. If you can't find me on Google, you can't find me on Facebook, you can't find me on the regular channels online, Yellow Pages, in my opinion, is one of the last places I'd put my money as far as advertising goes. But that's just me personally. Jonathan, have you had any other type of qualification things locally or from GIE Expo?
Well, yes, sir. One thing I do is I really do Google. I search I've even found one. It took me a bit to find, you know, everything that you find online that you can put on that application will go a long ways towards helping the, you know, accounting department or, you know, accounts department approve your application too. For example, I put a guy's phone number in. I got desperate. I couldn't find him anywhere. Sure enough, then I found him, and he was on one of the like Angie's List things. Well, there you go. He had a web presence through Angie's List, you know, and that helped me get him approved. So I look on Facebook also. Like you said, having a Facebook account, a lot of guys will have a personal page for their business, and that again gives you some web presence for, you know, let AMSOIL know that they are out there, you know, doing the business. And it is a real plus. Can't say this enough, to use, you know, one of these trade shows as a point. Hey, if this person went a considerable distance to this trade show, they're not just a, you know, like you say, the guy in a pickup truck and a lawnmower and a rake. You know, they're serious about the business, you know, kind of like us going to Amsville U. And they get that. They really do.
Yeah, and I agree. Do everything in your power to get these accounts qualified. Of course, I had one myself from the GIE that didn't get qualified, and I'm following up with the guy to ask for his more information to help him out. He hadn't got back to me yet, but I'm hopeful that I get. But just work at getting these guys qualified and do your best up front. If you know what AMSL is looking for, you know the right questions to ask. So, you know, maybe the first one you might not do as good on, but, you know, you get the next one, say, hey, what kind of equipment? What do you do? What kind of advertising do you do? Are you online? Do you have this and that, which is going to help you qualify that customer so they get so they can get approved for an AMSL account, right?
Yes, sir. Michael, I have another point, and that is when all else fails, you find out the guy really does have a pickup truck, maybe a zero-turn mower, a weed eater, and a leaf blower, you know, and he's working out of his house, but he has no, you know, he just doesn't.
Hello? Jonathan? Come in, Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan? Came off. I don't hear you. Jonathan? Well, hello, Jonathan. Soul must have died. I think what Jonathan was going after is that these guys, you know, if they don't qualify for a commercial account or a retail on the shelf account, maybe being a preferred customer or even a dealer might be a better choice. And, you know, it costs $6 to register it costs $6 to register a commercial or retail on the shelf account, and you find a guy that does have, you know, a small-time operation, wants to get our products, doesn't really qualify for a commercial account, maybe him being a preferred customer might be a better option. And so, you know, you would pay the $6 for him to be a commercial account by the time you buy the packet and all that stuff. Well, maybe pay the $10 for him to be a preferred customer, and he falls in love with AMSL products and has no problem paying the $20 a year to become then a preferred customer or even upgrade to become a dealer. A lot of these guys that are small-time operations, they're great qualifiers for becoming an AMSL dealer, and that's one thing, too, to think about is upgrading these accounts in the future to become AMSL dealers. With that, folks, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Hope everybody has a great week. Get out there and make some AMSL happen. It's been a great call. Anybody have any questions? I see Jason Bogan's on. Are you there, Jason? Oh, hold on. Hey, Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to get your feedback from GIE Expo. Last year you came to GIE. You had never used AMSOIL. You're a brand new dealer. You signed up as a dealer. You've been using it about a year. This is your second round. Tell us what you think.
I'm having a blast, to be honest. I mean, the show was great. You know, to think, you know, it's been 1 year and the distance that I've come with it, you know, and the knowledge that I've gained and the experiences I've had with it, and having the opportunity to stand in the booth with you guys and learn was just, I was in hog's heaven, so to speak. You know, I just had a really good time, and, you know, I'm working right now with a couple accounts that I picked up, you know, trying to get them going. One thing I did realize when I was, you know, inputting them all in, you know, when you get into steps 5 or 6 on your retail and comm accounts is that last portion, you know, validating them and having that form. You know, I was thinking, you know, if we had that, like a tax form or something that we could input there, you know, so we're not having to chase them back down. It, you know, what I'm experiencing is kind of giving them a chance to debate, you know, whether they want to do it or not. And, you know, by having that form on hand, you know, that, based, you know what I mean, that validation form for AMSOIL stating, yes, they do have a business, whether it's their tax ID number or tax exempt number or whatever, you know, in my
the D-495, okay.
Yeah. You know, if we had that on hand, say it, you know, here, you know, just because we already have them fill out the first portion, you know, for the commercial account or the retail account, if we had that G-495 or whatever, you know, on hand as well, that would eliminate a whole lot. And then, you know, because there's three of my contacts that I made that weekend, you know, called a couple times. Okay. I don't want to seem overbearing, you know, but that's one thing I was thinking about.
Well, you know, not all those guys are tax exempt. You know, if they have a retail on the shelf account, they do. But most commercial customers pay tax just like the rest of us. And
yes,
that probably wouldn't be a great thing. But, you know, just ask the right questions. Get them qualified. Get them an account number. And then it's up to you to work with them in the next, you know, 3 to 6, 90 days to 6 months to help them understand the advantages of using AMSOIL products. Get them to place that first order. And, you know, whatever you can do to help them get a first order going is definitely going to be a long ways to helping them being a long-time AMSOIL customer.
Correct.
So, good. Well, we appreciate you being at the show with us. It was great working with you, and we had a good time, and I'm glad you got some new customers out of the deal. You know, hopefully it's just the first of many for you. And, you know, being a personal user, having personal stories, using the products and your equipment, you're a full-time landscaper, lawn care guy. You know how this stuff works. That's right up your alley. And just go around and try to find out who else is interested in saving money with AMSOIL. Sounds like a smart move to me. So,
definitely.
Appreciate it, Jason. You have a good night. Thanks for getting
on. Michael. You too.
All right, folks, we're going to end it here tonight. I appreciate getting on tonight. You got something to say, Jonathan?
Yeah, I did. I think you covered it. For some reason, the phone dropped right there at the end of our conversation, and you picked up very well. But my next step, if an account doesn't qualify, is to go into that preferred customer or dealership option. And like you say, we're already paying $6. Why not, you know, if they really want to try AMSOIL, but they really want a kind of a hassle-free introduction to AMSOIL, we'll pay the $10 and get them in for 6 months and get an order. You'll get your money back, you know.
Yeah, get them a qualifying order and get your money back. And who knows, they might want to upgrade and become an AMSOIL dealer and be your number one guy or gal in the company. So never know.
Absolutely. It's a good call, Michael. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Jonathan. Thanks again. You guys have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Again, go out there and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Night, Michael. Bye.